True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hello, black and red Sabres action on Black Friday. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, and we are a lot closer to puck drop than we normally are here on this show. We'll be doing pregame at 3:30 this afternoon on MSG. Can't wait to see you then. But great to be with you now on the heels of a big day for you yesterday.
Yeah, big day. My plate was full.
Yeah,
I will say it was actually overflowing. You know, enjoyed some great family time and some turkey.
Proper use of the word great.
Proper use of the word great, mm-hmm. Yes. You know, it's always fun to hang out. So I'm at a time, place now where, like, my nieces, they're like, in their 20s, and, you know, they have fun lives. And they're telling me about the cool restaurants in Buffalo that are just opening. And I'm like, I don't know any of those places. So my go-to now is if I need to find a spot downtown Buffalo, mm-hmm. I'm reaching out to my nieces. I'll be like, what about this place? What about that place? So it was great to hear about all these really fun places in the city. So
I just noticed you're wearing a tie.
Yeah.
So you're like kind of ready for game night?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You didn't get the memo?
Of what?
Black and red.
I did.
Okay.
I have the black and red pin on my jacket.
Okay, good.
But I just said it wasn't part of the rotation. I'm like, I got to follow the strict rotation in my closet.
Oh, my God.
So that's
okay,
what
it's Black Friday. There's sales out there. So
yeah, I was your, so,
it was good.
Your Thanksgiving.
It was very
yes.
good.
Okay,
thank
good.
You. Yes, but the game is most important.
Smoked turkey. I'd like a, you know how you do the turkey in the oven usually? Or some people like sure. fry the turkey? My brother-in-law did it in the smoker. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Really. Yeah. It had a little bit of that smoky taste to it. Very juicy. It was really good.
I love it.
I recommend it.
All right. Devils, Sabres. First of three meetings tonight. And because we don't have a morning skate, all we can do is project what the lineup could be against New Jersey this afternoon. It's 4 o'clock start, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And we'll be promoting some Black Friday ticket sales coming up here. So
oh, okay.
Stay tuned for that. And Shayna Goldman and Hall of Famer from New Jersey, Ken Danico.
Mr. Devil.
Devils Hall of Famer, Ken Danico, joins us later on in the show.
He's like Rob Ray. Rob Ray, like, now could be Mr. Sabre, and Ken Danico is Mr. Devil.
Razor would look up to Ken Danico.
Probably, because, I mean, the track record is just amazing with Ken Danico. But
a lot of cups.
The voice, that talk about hands. His hands are like Larry Playfair size.
Mm-hmm.
They are massive.
So I think talking point number one, I mean, we can't really get into Norris because there hasn't been a skate, so it's impossible
they
to know.
They didn't have a skate
like,
yesterday.
Right.
They didn't have a skate this morning. So
hopefully we see Josh Norris either tonight or this afternoon or tomorrow against Minnesota. What
yeah.
a daunting task. The schedule is this weekend, taking on the top team in the Metro and the second hottest team in the NHL, which is Minnesota. Only Colorado is hotter right now. And those two actually go head-to-head
yes.
in St. Paul this afternoon at 3:30 as the Avalanche have their 10-game win streak on the line against the Wild. So let's focus on goaltending again. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't have confirmation yet who will play, we've just seen Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen get three starts in a row. They lost in Pittsburgh on Wednesday night. We've seen Colton Ellis get a run. We've only seen Alex Lyon for 6 minutes in the last eight games. And it's a really busy schedule now that continues into a six-game road trip starting on Wednesday.
And after that 6 minutes in Colorado, I mean, Lindy Ruff went right up to Alex Lyon, tell him that's not on you. Like, the team is not playing well, and I need to spark them. But I was expecting to maybe see Lyon sooner than that, mm-hmm. especially after the circumstances that were, it wasn't on you, let's get you back in. And if there was two goalies, he would have got back in. But there's three. So Colton Ellis goes on a run. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen goes on a little bit of a run, plays in three consecutive games. I would anticipate that, being that it is a back-to-back, that you're going to see potentially Lyon today or tomorrow. But I would go with Lyon today just because it's like, okay, I can't go almost 10 games without playing the guy that at the start of the season, in his first nine starts, he had nine quality starts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it was. Now, has it dropped a little bit over the last three? Yeah, he's had 12 starts, and the last three have not been at the same level as the first nine. But still, like, you gotta, maybe he's had a reset. Maybe 6 minutes in eight games, a lot of practice time. That's the reset. You get him back in there, right? But again, dealing with the roster construction, the three goalies, now that Zucker and Benson have been back, at some point, as you mentioned, Josh Norris is going to come back, mm-hmm. and that's going to trigger another roster move.
And Greenway has remained active on the roster, but yes, in and out of the lineup, and the expectation is we're going to see him, obviously, tonight, tomorrow, one of the two, maybe both, who knows. So
it's part of the.
There are parts here coming in and out.
You would think that, because of what Lindy Ruff said, it's like almost like we're putting Jordan Greenway on the pitch count. You know, he had, like, sports hernia, and it actually was two surgeries mm-hmm. to try to fix it, and he's not at 100%. He doesn't have the same strength. So if you're looking at a back-to-back with travel, mm-hmm. how do you put Jordan Greenway in the best situation is to play right. him on the home game.
But the goalies are going to have more impact than Greenway, right? Like, it's a bigger story here. So, like, how do you expect the goaltending to play out this weekend?
Wow. I mean, Lyon today and tomorrow is Luukkonen again. Like,
Luukkonen's career numbers are good against Minnesota. His first ever shootout road win was in there a few years back, for whatever those numbers are worth. But I will say, I'm a little bit of, as we've talked about many times, I think when a goalie has comfort against a certain team, you put him in there, and Luukkonen has done well against the Wild in the course of his career.
But then, that's the thing, though. It's like, you can look at those numbers and mm-hmm. how do you do against the team. I'm more like, okay, I got to look at the schedule and say, how long has it been since you played? How long, like, when are you going to get me your best, right? Mm-hmm. Like, right now, if you don't play Alex Lyon today, maybe you put him in tomorrow. But if you don't play him over the weekend, now you're talking about, like, 10 games
right.
where he's only played 6 minutes. Yeah, that's a month.
They're right back at it Monday, though, with Winnipeg.
Winnipeg. So maybe you have all three of them go in the three and four, right, with Friday, Saturday, Monday. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you're going to be put in a position now where you're going to have another roster move to make when Josh Norris comes back. So what does that mean? Are you going to go with six defensemen? Lindy Ruff says we may have to go with six defensemen, you know, on the roster for a little bit. Because now we would have two extra forward and an extra goalie. Are we going to say, no, we're going to send one of the forwards down, so we're going to have one extra forward, one extra defenseman, one extra goalie? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to settle the three-goalie situation and go with the normal setup of two extra forward and one extra defenseman?
Right, and Zach Metze, of course, has been the extra defenseman here. Amherst could certainly use him, but they're not going to deplete their resources, especially when traveling tomorrow to Minnesota. You're almost always going to carry an extra defenseman, right?
You have Like, what are you going to do if somebody's sick and then
right.
you have to fly somebody in?
Exactly.
It's like, no, you're
Amherst
not going
to home
do
to
that.
Syracuse tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start. And, of course, the Bandits are raising the championship banner tomorrow. More on that
yes.
later as far as what will happen inside KeyBank Center. But tonight it is the Sabres and the Devils. Buffalo fell to Pittsburgh. They've won four out of the last six. The Devils, after losing three in a row in regulation, have won their last two, including once again in dramatic fashion on Thanksgiving Eve as they beat the Blues in overtime on a Nemeth's winner. Ken Danico joins us at the bottom of the hour. Shayna Goldman coming up. Anytime goal scorer today, 4 p.m. start. Who you got?
I am going back to the top line well with Alex Tuck in this one. And I know that when you look at Tuck, it's about a plus 250. But the top line in the last game against Pittsburgh, they had their trouble. They struggled to generate offense. So, you know, it was more the Zucker, Quinn, and McLeod line that got some offense going. So I'm going to say this will be a good bounce back, and Alex Tuck will be my anytime goal scorer. Are you looking at the top of the ladder with the odds, or are you looking at the bottom?
No. Well, interesting way to phrase it. I don't think it's the bottom. I think it's the middle, and I'm going with Noah Ostlund at plus 490 because
it is
in
middle,
part
yes.
because of what happened on Wednesday, and that was some challenges for the top line. And when you get reminded that they're not going to score every game, you again prioritize, okay, well, you need it from elsewhere.
Yes.
And you got it from the McLeod line, but everybody else was challenged, despite Ostlund having two really good looks in that Pittsburgh game. One where he passed off and one where he cut in and made a good attempt. So we know that that is there in his game. And I think, again, big opportunity. Like, you've got Zach Benson. I know they flipped a little bit with Doan and Benson in the last game, but essentially, you have Kozak with Ostlund and Benson. Ostlund odds are at plus 490. And what are we playing for in this, by the way? You and me.
We're going to be going to Seattle in a couple of weeks and then New Jersey.
Dude, this is a season-long thing. We're not settling anything in Seattle.
I think what we should do is up to now, who's in the lead, and we do a lunch. And then we start again, and then we do next time.
I got news for you. We're not going to be in Seattle for lunch.
The day of the game. We can find a little spot. We did it in Detroit the other day. Day of the game. We, on the way back from the
Gate. I didn't feel like I ate because I was simply mesmerized watching you eat.
That's because I had the best chocolate milkshake chips. And I even took some home. I had it in my hotel.
Maybe we'll do an early leaderboard lunch in Seattle.
Yeah,
sounds good to me. Find the matchups, folks, including tonight, but certainly moving forward. The matchups that work best for you, and build out your five-game pack today. You can enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Just go to Sabres.com/5. to purchase yours today. Shayna Goldman is with us from The Athletic. It is Friday. It's Black Friday. It's great to see you, Shayna. How are things?
I mean, they're great. Now that I realize it's not just Black Friday, but it's a Black Jersey night. It is a Goathead night. Like, how can things be bad on a Goathead night?
Well, I'll tell you this. So far this year, it has not been great on Goathead night in Buffalo. And maybe I'm putting it out there, right? Because, you know, like third time's the charm. Because time number one and time number two.
They needed a colorful counterpart. So the Devils come in with black and red. Sabres at black and red. It's going to be just an amazing spectacle here at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. So. Shayna, how was your Thanksgiving? What was the highlight of the meal?
The applesauce is always the highlight of the meal, and it's like my mom's specialty. I made it for a Friendsgiving, but then I got to have hers, and I'm like, this is how it should be. Like, it's always that much better. So that is the highlight for me.
Oh, it's funny you mention apples, because my girlfriend Megan and I went out for dinner last night, and I had a caramel apple martini.
Oh, okay.
That was absolutely, like, next level. It was so good, so...
Remember when the apple teenies were huge, like the green apple teenies, everybody was drinking that? It's like straight liquor. But anyway, okay, so we got a matchup. The Sabres had Pittsburgh on Wednesday. They got it back to 1-1 just to see Pittsburgh score 31 seconds later. And feels like for the first half of the game, they didn't have anything going. What are the Devils? If you talk about no Jack Hughes, Jacob Markstrom and Jake Allen, like Markstrom, we never know if it's going to be good or bad. So what are the Devils in your opinion?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think that the Devils have struggled, honestly, since Brett Pesce got hurt. Like, that to me was the turning point of their season. And it feels like their defensive game that was such a strength started to come apart and their penalty kill started suffering. And I think Nico Hischier's defensive game went down at the same time because he came into the season so strong. He's been playing some of the toughest minutes in the league. But I felt like that was the moment you saw the Devils start to struggle a little bit. And now the Jack Hughes injury just adds to it. Are they still a good team? Yes. And I think what helps for them a lot is that Hischier has stepped up on the score sheet because they need someone to up front, right? It's still Hischier and Brett leading the way, but like you said, the goaltending is such a question mark that it's going to be tough to see how they get off on the right or wrong foot every single night, right? Like, we don't know because they don't know.
They do possess, like you say, even without Hughes, a pretty balanced attack. It is worth noting that one of the greatest performers ever against the Sabres is Paul Cotter. He has 10 points in 6 lifetime games, including 5 goals. So don't sleep on Paul as an anytime goal scorer today. That's mildly tongue-in-cheek.
Dawson Mercer's got 9.
Well, Mercer's been quiet. He's interesting, though, because obviously he's getting huge minutes now without Hughes.
Yes.
But from the Sabres standpoint, Shayna, what are you looking – like, this is a really, really busy stretch now. I know that could be repeated many times throughout the course of the year, but you're in a 3-4 right now, and then you're home on Monday, and you've got a 6-game road trip right after that. Like, what do you need to see from the Sabres right now?
I mean, no one's out of it, and that's the thing, right? So you can't get down after any losses. It's all about how you rebound. And I know that sounds really cliche, but in the Eastern Conference, it truly is the case. First place is 31 points. Last place is 22 points. That's not a major gap at all. And I think the Atlantic Division is a lot weaker than we all anticipated. So it's about bouncing back when you have to. In some of the games upcoming, you're seeing other teams that are struggling, so it's taking advantage of that, right? You go up against the Winnipeg Jets, you know there's no Connor Hellebuck, you know that their 5-on-5 game hasn't been perfect, so you have to find ways to exploit that. And I think the potential's there for the Sabres to do it. I think the forward group does look a bit stronger than it did a couple weeks ago. The team's healthier, you obviously have Dahlin back, but I'm looking at Doan to just keep crushing it. To me, he's been like low-key one of the best forwards all season. I think now his minutes are starting to reflect it. So I'm looking for him to kind of be the guy through this stretch. And even now with Zach Benson, like, those are the two. I want to see them just making life miserable for their opponents.
Now, it's funny you mentioned Doan and Benson because that's where I wanted to go next. What we saw in Pittsburgh later in the game is Lindy Ruff flipping Benson and Doan. So Benson found himself with Thompson and Tuck for a little bit, and Doan ended up playing with Oslin and Tyson Kozak. But would you rather have Benson play the top line, top minutes, or do you think Doan is better suited for that?
It's tough because I think we've seen Doan use both ways this year, and I think he's looked good either way, right? Like, when he was playing lower in the lineup, the argument was he's playing so well, he should be higher. But now, are you too top heavy if that's what you do? I think we know he looks good away from the top line, but it's really tough right now because I think you need Thompson and Tuck to get going. Can Benson be the guy? I think so. I think we saw enough last year that, like, Benson can be the spark wherever it is. So I think it's just maintaining that line of flexibility, right? If it doesn't work, keep switching it. But don't do it too soon that all of a sudden no one has the chance to gain chemistry. But those two are the ones, while I think they'd be great on the line together, I would keep them separate because to me they're just really difficult to play against. They're the, you know, like that Brandon Hagel, Seth Jarvis mold is what I want to see both these players become. So I think splitting them up and just knowing they're the two that you can keep swapping around to get things going is like a good weapon to have in your back pocket.
Now, this is going to be a trick question, but we did talk to Darren Dreger on Wednesday about Alex Tuck, and some of the people speculating around the league is that maybe Tuck would want to wait until UFA next summer because he may be the only big fish left, right? Everybody's signing. Now, if you're the Sabres and, you know, Tuck's still not signed and you're looking at Benson and Doan, would you, maybe you just said, play them together or not, would you go Benson, Thompson, Doan, and maybe just have Tuck in a different role, knowing that, hey, we got to try different things to see if we have to put the $10 million in front of Alex Tuck or if we can walk away and maybe go in a different direction?
That combination to me is like, you're perfect. You're trailing in the third period and you're going to be double shifting your top guys, throw them together and see what happens. Like, that's the line I would want to see, get some minutes together. Okay. That way, I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily if they play together, but I don't know how redundant the skill sets would be. But like, why not experiment? I think the best coaches in this league, right, they know what combinations work, but they're constantly experimenting to figure out what else works. So you have all of these different options and you're not like, okay, this player's out or this player's underperforming. Okay, that line is just going to get crushed tonight. You need to know all these different things because maybe you discover something about a player you didn't before, right? If Doan's playing one role, maybe Benson then, you know, changes his game a little bit to say, okay, I don't need to do that, but I can do this instead. And you learn something different about him. So you could totally do that. But to me, that's your perfect. You're trailing in the third period. Throw the three together. See if Tuck can get another line going, because why not? And let the two younger guys play around Thompson. I would love that.
So we may see Jesper Wallstedt this weekend against Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Hard to say, but Buffalo is in Minnesota tomorrow. And Wallstedt, Askarov, Dobesh, Shelovs, Marilainen, Colton Ellis here. Been a lot of rookie goalies in the NHL, and we always seem to gravitate towards the scorers when it comes to Rookie of the Year. But Shayna, are you allowing yourself the opportunity to imagine a Calder-winning netminder this year?
Why not? Like, last year we got so close to it, I think. Last year was so much fun because you had one at each position. And to me, the Calder Trophy is one of the hardest to assess because at least with the Norris, you can create a criteria, right? It's an all-around defenseman. They have to play tough minutes. They have to kill penalties. For Rookie of the Year, it's literally just vibes and points that get considered, right? It doesn't matter what kind of minutes they play, because anytime you make these arguments, you can just poke holes in it another way when you have the conversations of, should it be Brock Faber versus Connor Bedard? Like, they're two totally different players. How are you comparing them? Last year, I think we got the best of all of the worlds because we had someone at each position. This year, I have a feeling it could be the same way, like a Demidov, Schaefer plus a goalie. So it's going to be so interesting, but I think in order for one of these rookie goalies to win, they're going to have to play a ton of minutes, because last year, Dustin Wolf nearly single-handedly dragged his team to the playoffs and still didn't win. So Wallstedt isn't the number one. Dobesh isn't the number one either. Like, it's going to be even tougher for these guys to do it if Wolf couldn't last year.
Yeah, Dobesh could be, but I think they would want to get Montembeau going at some point. Shayna, so Mike Madison, because we're talking Dobesh, just signed a five-year, $6 million AAV with the Montreal Canadiens. I like Mike Madison, but that's another maybe potential defenseman that teams may say, hey, we were thinking he would be a free agent. He's off the board. So that, does that put more focus on the Quinn Hughes situation in Vancouver if you're a team wanting to acquire a top defenseman?
I don't know if it necessarily is going to be linked to one another, but it's going to be like, you think back to this past offseason and who was the biggest winner of it all besides, you know, the very top names that were actually available. It's the defensemen, the guys like Provorov and Gavrikov, who are getting these massive contracts. And I think with all these star players coming off the board, we're all poised to see this middle class get paid a ton again. So the winner in it is every other defenseman remaining on the board, because those are the guys that are going to be rentals this year or, you know, be available in free agency, and they're going to get paid, and they're going to get paid a lot more than Matheson did, because I think that's a very team-friendly contract. But yeah, like the Quinn Hughes sweepstakes, every time a defenseman comes off the board should amp even higher. But to me, that, if it becomes a thing, and who's to say with Vancouver, you really never know, that one everyone should be throwing all of their chips in, because it is so hard to get top tier guys, right? Like, you go through this year's player tiers and there's two guys that were traded for in tier two, and it's, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, Adam Fox, those kinds of guys. Tier one, they're all drafted by their own team. So if you can get a tier one guy like Quinn Hughes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you need a defenseman or not. Just start kicking the tires because he's that good.
What a day. 15 games. Colorado at Minnesota, Avalanche have won 10 in a row, the Wild have won 6 in a row. Does the Avs streak survive today?
I mean, if the Wild play the way they did on Wednesday night, maybe it does, because I think the Wild were able to have that like great comeback against the Blackhawks. You're not doing that against Colorado here. Like, it's just not happening. I do feel like the Avs are coming in on a high. They really beat down the Sharks. I was hoping that was going to be an interesting one. It was not. I feel like the Avs still have the edge in this matchup, but I wonder if we're going to get like a fun, close, maybe like a 4-3 overtime game. Like, that's what I'm rooting for here. I could see both teams getting a point out of this one, but I think the Wild are going to have to be in this from puck drop. You cannot play on your heels and hope for the best.
Okay, you're all about vibes, Shayna, and I saw your tweet, I think it was on Wednesday, that said that 77% of teams that are in the playoff spot at Thanksgiving make the playoffs, which means that's about 12.3 teams out of the 16 that will make the playoffs. So let's figure out 12 will make the playoffs. So four teams that are in a playoff spot right now will not. Who are you not vibing with? Who are those four teams that are currently in a playoff spot? I have the standings in front of me, but, there's teams that are surprised, like Pittsburgh, the Islanders.
Well, now you're Utah, skewing it. Like, now you're dropping
where
names.
You?
Don't cloud
the... She doesn't need me to cloud anything. Yes. Go ahead, Shayna.
Well, since you mentioned Pittsburgh and the Islanders, let's start there. No, okay. Pittsburgh's one, because I already think you're seeing them start to trail off. And I'm going to put the Islanders and Bruins with it, because it has nothing to do with the way that they're playing now. It's just the situations they're in. I think the Islanders in particular know this is a retool. You want to do it as quick as possible, which means you cannot start it one summer, stop it for a year, and resume the next year. I think that they have a lot of reason to say, okay, we're actually good this year. Barzal, Horvat, they're thriving. Schaefer's incredible. Sorokin is so back. I don't think it matters at the end of the day with Darsh. I think he knows this is the process. This is what you have to do. So I think they're still going to sell. And I think the Bruins might sell too, because you want to reload for next year. So that's three teams in the East. In the West, Seattle is dropping out. That is four teams. I'm sorry, Kraken. It's not happening. We all know the Oilers are going to find their way back into the playoff picture. And I just need four, right?
Isn't Seattle in first place?
No, they're third.
They're in third place now.
Yeah, they failed to close out the game on Wednesday. That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
But the goaltending saving them.
Goal differential. So, yeah, it's like, there's... That's,
yeah, but
so,
do you think... But you can't just say, well, goaltending can save a team for an entire year. Joey DeCord has a nice reputation.
I know, but
they need to score some goals. Their goals for is putrid, and it's not like, oh, that's a low shooting percentage. Like, their expected goal creation sucks, and it always sucks.
Right.
So they need to do something.
Vegas has not been Vegas lately. Anaheim is 1 point ahead of Seattle. It's impossible to say based on how close so many are right now, but the Pacific Division is wide open right now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if, Shayna, let me humor you for a little bit. If you say Seattle comes out, and right now the Oilers, the Jets, the Blackhawks, like, they're out of a playoff spot. So only one of those teams would get in. Which of Winnipeg, Edmonton, or Chicago do you think would get in and take the Seattle spot?
Well, the Jets can't. The Jets and Blackhawks could only jump up to the wild card. So could the Kings jump into third place and we have two central wild cards? I could totally see that happening. I'm still going to go with the Oilers. I know. I get it. They've been terrible. The goaltending's bad. But the defense, on paper, should be so much better than what we've seen. I mean, that game against the Stars, the goaltending was putrid. But, like, the defense is a wreck. I still think they'll be fine. I think going home is going to be really big for them. They've had a tough schedule. They've been on the road a lot. They're getting healthier. I think Connor McDavid will single-handedly drag this team to the playoffs. And that's the difference, right? Because at the end of the day, star power is huge in this sport. And they have two of the biggest stars in the world that I just can't see them not making it. So I have to say it would be Edmonton. But, like, if somebody wants to add some chaos and knock them out, why not?
Shayna, thank you. Enjoy your shopping this afternoon. It is Black Friday after
the
all.
The Athletic has got a Black Friday sale going on, I think, too. Subscribe.
And
there you go.
As do we, because you don't want to miss out on the Sabres Black Friday offer. It's live until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Feature 35% off of tickets for all of the January home games. You can see some incredible matchups right here at KeyBank Center for as low as $15 per ticket. Visit sabres.com/Black Friday to purchase yours today. If we choose not to do a live look-in in Detroit and Tampa, which is ongoing this hour, we'll have Ken Danico next instead.
Mr. Devil.
Yes. So stay with us. We've got lots to get to here on Sabres Live.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.